Signing up for Angi, Home Advisor, and Networks. How the Angi family of lead marketplaces Angi, Home Advisor, and Networks actually works for HVAC contractors. The paper lead model, signing up, disputing junk leads for credit, watching the auto renew, and whether it's worth it for a new shop. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Angi is a big lead marketplace, and it owns Home Advisor and Networks, so even though those look like separate companies, you're often dealing with the same parent and a similar playbook. The deal: a homeowner goes online and says, I need my AC fixed, and the marketplace sells that contact info to contractors. You pay for the lead, the contact, not the job. Whether you land that customer or never even reach them, you've paid for the lead. That one fact is the whole thing to understand before you spend a dollar. You're buying chances to bid, not guaranteed work. Some are gold and some are garbage, and your job's to land enough of the good ones to come out ahead of what you paid for all of them combined. Who it's for slash when it makes sense. This makes sense for a brand new shop that needs the phone to ring now and has no reviews to compete on Google yet. The marketplaces start feeding you leads within days, which no organic channel can match, a way to buy into the conversation while you build a reputation that eventually makes paid leads unnecessary. It makes less sense once you've got a healthy referral flow and a stack of good reviews, because then you're paying for strangers you could get for free. A lot of experienced contractors wean off the marketplaces entirely. Think of this as a starter pipeline and an overflow valve, not a forever strategy. How to sign up step by step. The process is similar across Angi, Home Advisor, and Networks. Create a pro account on the platform and choose HVAC as your trade and the categories you service: repair, install, maintenance, etc. Set your service area, the ZIP codes or radius you'll drive to. Be honest here. Leads outside your real range are money wasted on jobs you won't take. Provide your business details, license, and insurance. They'll verify your licensing and may run a background check on the owner before they let you take leads. Have your license number and proof of insurance handy. Talk to a sales rep. You will almost certainly get a phone call from a salesperson who wants to set up your spend. Go in knowing your numbers and your limits. They're paid to get you to commit to more volume than you may want. Be polite and firm about your budget. Set your budget and lead preferences, then turn it on. Leads start flowing, often immediately. A word of caution at sign-up: read what you're agreeing to on spend, contract length, and renewal before you give a card. These platforms are known for terms that are easy to start and harder to stop. What it actually pays slash the fee model. You pay per lead, and the price varies a lot by job type and market. A service call lead is cheaper than an install or replacement lead, because a system replacement is worth far more to whoever lands it. The same lead is typically sold to several contractors, so you're racing other shops to reach that homeowner first. The math that matters isn't cost per lead, it's cost per job you actually land and get paid for. If install leads run $75 each and it takes 8 to close $9,000 replacement, that's $600 to land a $9,000 job, fine. If service leads run $25 and it takes 12 to land $250 repair, that's $300 to make $250, a losing channel. Track this per category, every month, and shut off the ones that don't pay. The headaches and how to handle them. Junk leads are real and common. You'll get wrong numbers, people who already hired someone, tire kickers collecting quotes, jobs outside your area, and flat-out fake submissions. The marketplaces have a dispute-slash-credit process. When a lead is genuinely bad contact info, wrong service, out of area, duplicate, you report it and they credit it back. Use this aggressively. Disputing junk leads promptly is the difference between a channel that works and one that bleeds you. Report everyone that qualifies, right away, before the dispute window closes. Shared leads means speed is everything. The same lead goes to several contractors, so the homeowner often hires whoever calls back first. Sit on a lead for an hour and you've usually paid for nothing. Respond within minutes, and set up notifications so a new lead hits your phone instantly. The auto-renew and aggressive sales. This is the complaint that comes up over and over with the Angi family. Annual memberships and spend commitments can auto-renew, and stopping the charges can take more effort than starting them did. Mark your renewal date on a calendar, read the cancellation terms when you sign rather than when you're trying to leave, and keep records of your dispute requests and spend caps. Billing disputes happen. Slow or no contact from leads. Some homeowners submit a request and vanish. That's part of the model. You paid for the contact, and it going cold is your risk, not theirs. Build a tight follow-up routine: call, text, call again to squeeze every landable job out of the leads you've already paid for. Tips and gotchas. Negotiate and cap your spend. The sales reps push you toward bigger commitments. Set a monthly budget you can afford to test with, and don't exceed it until you've proven the channel pays. Watch your reviews on the platform. Angchi's own reviews can drive whether you get chosen. Do great work and ask happy customers to review you there. Don't run all three at once when you're new. Angi, Home Advisor, and Networks overlap. Pick one, learn its math, then decide if a second is worth it. Calendar the renewal. Whatever else you forget, do not forget the date your membership renews. That single reminder saves more contractors' money than any other tip here. Bottom line, Angi and its Home Advisor and Network siblings is a fast way for a new HVAC shop to buy a pipeline before it's earned one. You can be getting leads within days, but you're paying per shared lead, not per job. The junk lead rate is real, and the auto-renew has burned a lot of contractors. It can pay off if you respond to leads in minutes, dispute every bad one immediately, track your true cost per landed job, and guard your renewal date like it's cash. Treat it as a starter and overflow channel, not a permanent home, and wean off it as your reviews and referrals grow.